Hello.
Hi, Jean. It's Lisa here. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Long time. How are things?
Yeah, we try to manage, and then actually I lost the Christmas sale. I lost the Christmas sales and then the New Year sales, so I cannot say it's your fault because based on the book preparation also, so it's taking a long time than we thought. Because for me, it's better to have a good one instead of going fast, fast, fast.
Exactly. We need to maintain the quality of
So,
the work as well. So rather than rushing it and, completing something that is not substantial, it's better to give it some time and do it correctly.
that's why. So even though I missed the Christmas sale, so I can be ready for the next Christmas because the book is going to
Right.
be there.
Exactly. You got it, Jean. So how is everything going? I believe the book is completed at this moment. I think you have sent us the copyrights document. The only thing that is pending on your end is the ISBN and barcodes, right?
Yes. The ISBN, you're not supposed to provide the ISBN in the contract, no?
No, it wasn't included. Remember, I connected you with a strategist and he gave you the quotation for copyrights along with the ISBN and the barcodes. But that was something that you said you would take care of on your own. That's the reason why we dropped it. So we didn't proceed with that.
Okay, but I'm gonna get it in Canada. So I apply
Okay.
for it in just a couple of days. This is by next week, we're
Okay.
supposed to get it. To
Okay,
get
and
it.
how's the French book going? Did you start with the translation?
Oh yeah. By next week and on January 16, I'm supposed to get because you just finish it because I was waiting for the book to finish first
Right.
so that I can do a good translation. So by January 16, I'm supposed to receive the complete translation in French.
Perfect, perfect. As soon as you get the final files, do let David know. He's going to assist you with the publication and the book cover for that version as well, okay?
Yes, but in the meantime, if the English one is ready, we can publish the English one first.
Yes, of course. English one, I actually wanted to, the main point or the reason why I'm calling you up is because we had a detailed discussion in regards to how you will be launching the book and what kind of strategic campaigns we can follow in terms of having the book launched. And I sent you a detailed email regarding that. Then we just dropped that conversation because we were focusing more on having the book done, like completed, quality book.
Yes,
And
yes.
that conversation is still pending, so I want to know if you have any plans or what are you thinking about the marketing aspect of it.
But actually, for me, the marketing plan, I have my marketing plan, so
Okay.
to do for the book, okay? I got the
Okay.
marketing plan. But for you, I think one thing, if it's possible for you can do it to prepare like a YouTube video and then to say the book is available on Amazon. I just want a little video, like a 1 minute video on
Yeah,
YouTube.
that's
That's
like the
all. That's
video. Yeah, that's the ebook trailer that you're talking about. We compile the
no.
video with visualization along with a brief synopsis of the book. At the end, it says your book cover will appear and it's going to give a call to action message, which will say that the book is now available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and other bookstores. So that'll be like a call to action message. That's the video trailer you're talking about. And by the way, what kind of strategy have you created in order to market the book? How are you
Oh,
planning
for
to do
me,
that?
for me, I plan like every single day, 200 people will be able to see my book.
Where?
Every single day.
How are you
That's
reaching
my
out
plan.
to these 200 people?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can reach 200 people easily for me with
Okay.
my strategy with somebody. Yeah.
Which medium are you using to reach 200 people daily? And are there
Oh,
any sales
in person.
guaranteed?
It's in person. Yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed. I I cannot say I'm going to sell 200 books every day. Okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot say that. But I can reach 200 people every single day.
Okay, but don't you think that's something that you're doing on your own? You're promoting the book in your own circle, in your own way. That should be the cherry on top. Apart from that, I think I would personally recommend you, it's just a recommendation from my end, that you should go ahead and find a substantial channel or a sound strategy to reach the target audience worldwide with guaranteed results. See, now you gave me a strategy and you told me that you're going to reach 200 people every day and you will be doing that in person. So that's a completely different tactic. See, if you get any sales from that, as you said, that there are no guarantees. You'll be reaching out to them, and if they buy it, that's well and good. If they don't, then of course it's going to be a brand new day. All right, you turn a new leaf. But on our end, when we give you a strategic campaign, we guarantee you the results as well. We actually commit the return on investment and the number of sales as per the package that you're buying. So that means you pay us for the services and we guarantee you the results from social media marketing. That's our plan.
Yeah, but I at this time for me, I got some podcast people that I can meet also, okay? When I say 200 people, not only by myself, but I got some presentations, so I will do at some local radio station, local podcast, okay? And then they can reach so many viewers.
Let me give you an example. For example, you're doing these podcasts locally, okay? That is excellent. Now, if you take another marketing campaign, what happens is that I will take that video or that promotional activity that you've done, probably a video recording, and we can promote that worldwide, not just in US, but UK, Canada, Australia, and of course the European side as well. Imagine, you're doing a local podcast that will be blasted over to thousands and millions of users online, on social media. All those people that you cannot organically reach. For example, you're sitting here, right? Now, if you're doing a podcast locally, maximum it would go in the entire United States, let's just say. Let's just assume that it will spread throughout the United States. But it's not going to go out of that. And your book has a different niche. Understand that. There will be a lot of people out of this country that will be interested in your book, but they won't be hearing about it. Why? Because you're not promoting internationally. You're only promoting your book locally. Having said that, that also lowers down your margin of sales. Because, see, every country has a specific niche for that particular, target audience. Every country has that. Even like India and places like the third world countries, they have a lot of scope and there is a target audience, a niche that is available there. It's a disadvantage for them to not hear or see anything about your book. Now, if they don't hear about your book, how will they know that it's available for sale? That's what I'm trying to simply convey to you. What you're doing, it is excellent, okay? It's excellent. Don't doubt that I'm trying to, you know, demean that or anything like that. No, not that. I'm saying that what you're doing should be the cherry on top. There should be a standard primary plan to overall do the marketing campaign internationally and professionally with guaranteed sales. With that, if you run the podcast and if you do the local campaigns, if you're running the local promotional campaigns, then that would make sense because both things will go side by side. See, some of the material that we will create for you for the international campaign, you can also use that locally. For example, brochures and banners and bookmarks, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like postcards and all that. We can create all of that material for you, and you can print that and use it locally. For example, if you're going for a podcast or if you're doing maybe a book launch at a library, or maybe you're reading a book for everyone, or you're endorsing your book, how about having some flyers and pamphlets along with, you know, along with the book? when you're going anywhere to visit and talk about your book. See, that way you can use the material, the stationery that we'll be creating for your campaign for local market and vice versa. Just like how I gave you an example that when you're doing a podcast locally, I can take that video and boost it so it reaches the international market. That way you're colliding in both markets. Local and international.
I do understand what you said is so powerful. But for me, Lisa, at the same time, I want to get money from the book and then to spend it in the marketing plan. That's okay. What I want. So when my book goes out, for sure I'm going to sell for sure like 200 or 300 or 500 easily. So now I can take that money to invest in the marketing plan.
Can I tell you something realistically and being completely honest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A book, think of it this way. A book is like a business investment, all right? You invest mm-hmm. in the beginning when you're launching the book. It never works out the way you want it to work out. You're trying to have the book published on minimum budget, and then you want to just promote it a bit locally. You don't want to take a professional campaign in order to market the book. You want to collect the money first, and then you want to spend it on the book. It has to be vice versa, Gene, because right now is your time to invest on the book. For example, if you invest, for example, $3,000 or $5,000, that's the budget you have for marketing. Right now you invest it, you make your book a bestseller, and then you earn from it lifetime. It will never work the other way around because you're never going to have, I'm sorry I'm saying this, but it is very rare. It is very rare that you're going to end up having the book being very successful. It will be successful, but the process that you're going to follow, it will be a slow and gradual process. That means maybe after 5 to 10 years, you're going to have that amount to invest in the marketing, and that time it will be too late because your book would already go like 4 to 5 years old.
Within 1 year, for sure, I'm going to have the 5,000 from the book to invest in the marketing. For sure, I am 100% sure. I'm going to have
when,
the 5,000.
When are you?
Like within 3 months. Within 3 months. Within 3 months, I'm going to have 5,000 from the book. Now to invest in the marketing. I am 100% sure.
That is excellent, Gene. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the confidence that you have, and I'm
I'm
hoping and praying that it works out for you because, you know, this time when you're launching the book, it is mm-hmm. A very crucial time. This is the moment. This is the opportunity because you launched the book only once in your entire lifetime. This book will not be relaunched. So this is the moment. You know what we do, what we suggest the authors, we try to create maximum hype at the time of launching. We send out press releases to multiple online platforms. We contact other publishing platforms, and we try to endorse the book as much as we can on the initial stage of publication that, you know what, there's a book coming out. You know, like creating a hype, just like how a movie is being released, similar to that.
Yeah, I understand.
Comes out.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, 5,000 is let's say if I put the price of the book is $20, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I put $20, I just need 200 people. 200 people give me 5,000.
That is possible. That is doable.
It's true. I'm 100% sure I'm gonna get it, Lisa, because I got people waiting for the book. That's why.
Well,
I'm
then
saying, when the book is out, I'm gonna
mm-hmm.
sell them.
Then it shouldn't be any problem at all, Gene. Then I think we should have this conversation 3 months later, and we can finally sit down and talk about a budget investment in the marketing plan then.
Yeah, the marketing plan. For me, I plan to have to do the digital marketing because it's so powerful. I understand that. I got that. But for me, I just want to the book to get out first, and then within 3 months, I'm 100% sure I'm 100% sure I'm going to sell 250 within 3 months. 100% sure. And then the 5,000, now I can invest it in the digital marketing.
All right, well,
and now,
I like your enthusiasm.
And then we can have discussion. I'm 100% sure, Lisa.
I really want this to work, Jean. You know, I'm only reaching out to you out of concern. That's all. So I just want to have this book be a huge success for you. All right? So let's work on your plan first. I'll give you 3 months to deliver this and to complete this milestone that you have set for yourself. And then, of course, we can take the book on the next level. I want to see the book go worldwide. That's my aim.
Exactly. For me, Lisa, the main reason I do not start collecting money right now for the book is because the book is not out yet. Because I don't want to sell any particular like PDF to anybody. That's the main reason. Because if the book was out before Christmas, 100% sure, 250 books already sold. Already sold. 100% sure. It's not because I think that I'm going to sell. Because when you think, let's say, when you have a product, you know some people are waiting for you. They are just waiting
that's
for
correct.
Me.
So that's correct.
If the book is not out now, I cannot say like sell one by one, one by one. No, I don't want to do that. That's why I asked if because on my side, I can do a little like YouTube video and to spread it out. But if you do a little video, like you can make it more professional. You see what I'm saying? That you can send it to me by WhatsApp, the video from YouTube, and then you make a little video 1 minute. So that when the book is out now, and then the video we're going to say the book is available, and then I can take that video and then spread it out to my friends or to other people, and then now I'm going to start selling. Because I am 100% sure, and within 3 months, I'm going to sell at least 250.
That is excellent. If you already have the pre-orders ready, that is wonderful.
Yes.
That is wonderful, Jean. Now tell me something. Yes. What is your budget for this video that you want me to create for you?
For me, as simple as what I don't know with because what I ask you, I can do the video I explained to you, but it's not going to be professional if you do it. But it's for you now going to tell me to do a little video like that and then to say, okay, the book, this is what the book is about, and now the book is available on Amazon. That's that's all I need.
Right, right. See, the standard price for a professional video that we create, you call it a professional video, we actually use a different terminology. We call it an ebook trailer because it's launching your book and it's endorsing it, of course, with a call to action message at the end. So usually the costing for that is around $3,000, but at this point of time we're running a special discount, so it can come down. That's the reason why I'm asking you regarding the budget that you have. What's your budget?
Okay. No, I think for me it's something gonna cost me around $200-$300 to do a little video like that.
You actually want a low budget video. See, a video like that. In $100 to $200, it won't be possible to get a professional video unless you can find, you know, like maybe a freelancer in a third world country who's willing to do that. Maybe you can try.
I found out some of them proposed that to me already. But for me, since I was working with you, if I have to do something, I just want to explain to you this is what I found, even though it's not going to be as high level as it is supposed to be. You see what I'm saying?
Right. You
know
what?
The way is just to send to my friend or to people that I know.
Gotcha.
I say, okay, the book is out, but after 3 months, now we can do a professional video.
A professional video, yes. The video that I'm talking about, we use that in the international campaign in order to market your book. So you can understand what's the difference in between that. You know what I'm going to do at this point of time? I will send you some samples of the videos that we have created so far, and you can look through them, and then maybe after 3 months we can rediscuss this and come to the conclusion of having this done professionally and on an international level. Sounds good?
Definitely. Because for me, Lisa, I want my book to be everywhere.
That's exactly my aim, Gene. I want your book to be launched worldwide.
I'm not going to put like, because I want the book to make money, because I know you can make it money. Because
of course.
250 books within 3 months, it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. I don't know after that how it's going to be, but within 3 months, I'm able to sell. It's not, that's what I think. Okay.
Yes.
I think I am able.
Now let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for me. Mm-hmm.
That is perfect, Gene. See, so let's make a milestone. In these 3 months, starting from the publication date, of course, because right now the book is not out. As soon as it's published, we start the countdown for the 3 months that you need to sell the number of copies and get a budget to invest on professionally. I assure you and I give you my word on a recorded medium, if after 3 months you give me the budget of $5,000 altogether, nothing more than that, not a dime more. Usually we actually go up to $15,000, $20,000. We've also done a campaign for $50,000, and we ran the video on Times Square for one of our customers, one of the authors who published a book. I'm telling you and I'm guaranteeing you that if you give me the budget for $5,000 only, I'm going to make that work like magic. And I will make sure that your book, as soon as we have the budget and we start marketing it, we will ensure that your book is enlisted in the New York Times bestseller. I'm giving you my word.
Yes. Well, give me like if the books are out after 3 months, let's say if the book are coming out on February 1st,
mm-hmm.
February 1st, you got March 1st, April 1st, in May 1st, boom. We're going to work on the marketing plan to put it worldwide.
Yes. And that's when I will have things in my control. And what I'm aiming and planning to do is that enlist you either on Amazon bestseller or New York Times bestseller. We want to aim for that. And, of course, your book will be, distributed worldwide. That is the only way in order to achieve a certain fame, a certain reputation to your book. Because we're going to send it out with a blast then, okay?
Yes. And then also you're going to need my bank account or my credit card to set up the Amazon account. Okay, how are we going to set up the Amazon? The free account or the because Amazon has two kind of accounts, one for free, one you pay a fee every month.
Yeah, it's not going to be a paid account.
Yeah, it's better for me. Actually, for me, instead of paying Amazon $40 monthly, okay, I mean, instead of paying Amazon on each book that I'm going to sell, it's better to pay Amazon $40 monthly as a fee, because for sure I'm going to have more than 40 books. People are going to order more than 40 books from Amazon. So when the book is out, like 1 month, like 100 or 200 books, to order 100 or 200 books, it's easily. So instead of paying Amazon $1 by book, because if 1 month and then 200 people order 200 books, so I'm going to pay Amazon $200 as a fee, right?
I'm not too sure about the plan that you're telling me. So far,
what I'm saying, there is two, Amazon has two kind of accounts. So there is a free account. When I say free account, I mean you open the account for every book that I sold. Amazon going to take $1 on top of the fees he's going to take.
Who told you this? But who told you that there are two types of accounts on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, because when I went to Amazon, after that there is a package for $40 every month.
Okay, that is weird because I am a little confused. The only account that we are aware of is the free account in which we publish the book, and 30%, 25 to 30% of the royalties go to Amazon on each book. So, for example, if you're selling the book price for $10, you'll get $7 and they'll keep $3 on that. And that's how it works on each book. And one more thing, the bank account details, that has to be yours. David will send you a publishing form that you will need to fill out. It's going to ask you for your routing number, name of the bank, bank account number, et cetera, et cetera. So all those details have to be accurate once we are setting up your Amazon account.
Okay, that sounds good. But Lisa, I just want to make sure you agree with me. I agree with you that after 3 months, we're going to do a worldwide marketing, like 45,000.
Yes.
That sounds good for you?
Yes, that sounds perfectly fine. That's what I said, that I'm waiting for that moment because I really want the book to go worldwide. I want to make it something, you know. I envision something as soon as you signed up for this project. Believe it or not, you know that I was very much dedicated to the project. And it actually seemed like it's my own book, to be very honest. And I'm equally dedicated to it at this point of time, too. So let's talk again in 3 months, and I really want to make this work, okay?
Okay, no problem. So now, in the meantime, when I find the ISBN and the barcode, mm-hmm. I'm going to send it to David, and then they're going to contact me to set up to publish the book.
That's correct. They'll send you, once you provide the ISBN and barcode, we'll start the account creation. Once the account is created, he will send you one final preview link for the book to let you see the layout and how it looks before publication, okay? And those links will be the final links for the book. So once you approve that, your book will be live.
Got it, Lisa. Thank you so much for your help.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for your time, Gene, and I wish you best of luck. I'll be praying for you, okay?
Okay, thanks. I need to. Okay.
All right, take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Take care.